This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is an artist who has defined ghetto love classics. And on December 18th, he will release his brand new album, The Makings of a Man. Please welcome Jersey native Jaheim. How you doing?
Yeah, what's going on, Z?
After Ghetto Love, Still Ghetto, and Ghetto Classics, what has made you decide to not only drop Ghetto from the title, but from the content of the album?
You know, I'm 30 years of age now, so it comes a time in a man's life where you have to leave the games alone, all the little things and that holds you back, that hinders you. You know, I'm always going to be from the ghetto. I'm always going to have that in my soul. But let's realize the fact that I'm 30 now, so, you know, a lot of things they got to change. And doing so, I changed labels first, and, you know, I'm still in the Warner Group. I'm on Atlantic Records now, and it's a beautiful thing. That was the first change. The second initial change was me realizing who I am and what I was called to do here on Earth, make beautiful music.
I agree with you on that. Now, I know that after I listen to the album, it will be clear to me what has made you into a man. But for the sake of the interview, what one factor more than any other, Jaheim, helped mold you into the grown man I'm catching up with today?
We evolve naturally. I know I do. There wasn't one thing that made me want to change. I just changed naturally. Like, realized that I'm 30 this year. And a lot of things have to change. You get old and stubborn when you get old. I told myself when I turned 30, it was going to be a different me. A healthier me, a better Jaheim, giving my fans the best that I can do. And, you know, a lot of changes within. So all the fun and games is over.
Certainly. One of the biggest problems that listeners often find with an artist's material is a lack of a connection. So often the topic and the content of a song fail to realistically match the realities of our everyday lives. In a quote from your bio, you stated, "There's a song on here for everybody." What makes you so sure of that?
I mean, that's the way I design it. It's like a custom suit. You know, you got a category of people out there. You have your people that love sex. You have your people that love things that evolve through sex. You have your people that love Christian music. You have your people that love R&B music, hip-hop music. So there's going to be a feel in the field for everyone to say, man, I love this. There's going to be something in this album that's going to change some of the people out there. That's going to make them want to step up and fly right.
All right. Between now and your last album, Ghetto Classics, you were in a car accident, miraculously, that you were able to walk away from without any harm. 6 years ago, I too was in a pretty serious car accident. I also walked away without injury. The accident made me realize how little in life we can take for granted. What did you come away from the accident
That's
thinking?
That's what really woke me up too. It really, really woke me up. So, Josh, you know, God has gave me another chance to walk, feel, to smell, to see, to hear, to talk. You know, life is serious. We can't take that for granted.
Following the accident, did you go back into the studio and rework some material or do some new material?
Oh, I went right back into the studio. In fact, I was on bed rest in the studio.
That's convenient. I glanced at the track listings for Makings of a Man, and we're going to jump into a mix now. It's a series of questions about some of those. First one I want to talk about is Lonely.
Well, if he thinks you're lonely now, then wait until the night. You heard the song before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cover song that we twist around with new lyrics. Same track, same feel, just a different approach to it.
Definitely. Let's also talk about Make a Wish. The song is interesting because everybody has that one wish that they hope comes true. So why don't you divulge one wish that over your lifetime has come true?
See, now you're starting to get it. It's a song on this album for everybody. Make a Wish is about that special person in your life, whether male or female, and, you know, you take the song how you want to take it. And you treat it and you're catering to your love life. You're so me. You're making that day a memory to never forget.
What is one wish that over your lifetime that you made that has since come true?
Well, I didn't make any wishes come true. God makes them all come true. The wish that he gave me was, you know, to be here doing what I do now, make people feel good.
Lead single on the project, Never. So we're going to play a game called the Never Game. I'm going to make a statement, you just fill in the end. I never leave the house without
money in my pocket.
Okay. I'd never be caught wearing.
That's a hard one. I'd never be caught wearing shorts in the wintertime.
Okay. I never like to eat.
I never like to eat anything that bleeds in 7 days and don't die.
Okay. I'd never admit that.
Never admit that. I never admit that I'm a hell of a basketball player.
Okay. Maybe we have to get on the court sometime, play 21.
That's it?
Well, for the I never questions.
Okay.
Two collaborators on the new album are R&B legends in their own right, Babyface and R. Kelly. If you could choose one song from their massive individual catalogs that when you heard it for the first time, you thought, man, I could give this a nice Jaheim touch, what would it be?
Does it have to be Babyface or R. Kelly?
You could pick any R&B legend.
The OJs. Climbing the Stairways of Heaven.
That's a Jaheim classic right there, if you were able to touch that first.
I was able to touch that up. Man, what a wonderful world this would be.
Not too late to call them up and see if you can't get the rights to redo that one.
That's true, because me and Gamma, we great friends.
Since the release of your 2001 debut, Ghetto Love, you've gotten the opportunity to go to a lot of cool places, meet a lot of cool people, and do a lot of cool things. So, Jaheim, what is the best perk you've enjoyed courtesy of your success as an artist?
Oh, I've enjoyed the loyalness and all my fans' love through all the support, whether it was 500,000 or the 1.9 that we sold. You know, just the love, just reaching out and connecting with that audience, just knowing that we have real people on our side.
Definitely. It's nice to know you have a good fan base. Go ahead, Jaheim. Give everybody a website or a MySpace page so they can find out more about what you have going on. Of course, the new album, The Makings of a Man, dropping on December 18th.
Well, you can check me out, MySpace.com, Atlantic Records, Jaheim Music.
Sounds great, Jaheim. I appreciate you taking the time to join me inside the DJ booth, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
All right, Z, you stay all right, man. You're a good fella, man.